As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cordell Woodland joins us now. Cordell, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's up, Cordell? You ready for tonight, Cordell?
I got my sleep in last night in preparation for this weekend, so we'll see how much I got in the tank, but I think I'm ready.
What's the chance that you're waiting up to 11:30 to see this pick, and then they trade out, and you got to wait till tomorrow?
I've been there before. I've been doing the show one time.
Yeah, I'll be at the castle, so that'll kind of be annoying. I'm kind of prepared for anything, though, at the same time. I think this we could see some surprises, especially tonight in the first round. So I'm kind of prepared for anything.
Hey, Cordell, the biggest thing, you got, what's the food like at the draft spread? You know, like when I was at the Redskins for the media, we had food all day long. I mean, we had breakfast, lunch, dinner. You had it all, you know, and it was catered, you know. So I would imagine it's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually pretty good. They have a nice snack spread. They have the chips and a ton of candy put out on the tables throughout the night, and obviously assorted drinks and stuff like that. Now, with the food spread, it's been weird the last couple of years because I usually have to do a show like I do tonight. Me and Ben are on tonight from 6:30 to 8. So by the time I get there, the food is kind of taken out. Now, there have been a couple of times, and I hope they're listening now, that the kitchen staff has been very nice enough to put something to the side for me and then have it brought out when I get there. So I would gladly appreciate if they do that again tonight. If they don't, it's cool. But, you know, I felt like it's the perfect time to plug that in.
Well, you know what you can do is, you know, Coleman always takes extra. So, you know that if you get there late, Coleman's probably got a little something on the side.
Well, he'll have some doggy bags with him, definitely.
It just depends on what his appetite is, on whether or not I can trust him to take it and not eat it. That's the whole point.
So, Cordell, what do you think tonight? What would you like? What is Cordell Woodland? You know, if you're Eric DaCosta, what are you hoping falls to you? Which guy?
Well, I do believe that they love Malachi Starks. I've just talked to a couple people that really feel like that's where their heart lies. And I look at him as, and not just him, I mean, even Worry too, if they could get their hands on him. But I just think they need a instant impact guy. And with those two, with what you can do, bringing a safety in, like either one of them, but let's just say Starks, because even Worry is most likely definitely going to be gone. But assuming they get a guy like Starks, that changes a lot of the dominoes on your defensive side of the ball, because it instantly impacts how you can use Kyle Hamilton. Mm-hmm. It instantly impacts how your defense is going to look this year. He can play up, he can play back, he can play in the box, he can do a lot of the things that Kyle can. I'm not ready to say he can do it as good as Kyle can, obviously, but it allows them to get back to using Kyle Hamilton as their ultimate chess piece. So I look at a guy like Starks as kind of like a force multiplier, because, yeah, he's a good player coming in, but he immediately impacts your best player on the defensive side of the ball and how you use him.
Talking to Cordell Woodland here on Vinny and Haney, and Cordell, it's easy to look at it in years past. We'd say, all right, it's going to be the Raiders that does it. We've seen other teams come in and be like the Buffalo Bills grabbing players that nobody thought they'd grab. Jacksonville. Is there a wild card this year? Are we going to see something goofy? We've talked about the Steelers maybe moving up for Shador. We've talked about Jacksonville maybe picking up Jonte. I saw like Tyler Warren to the Bears. Like some of these are really intriguing if it happens. Do you think we have a wild card tonight and see something goofy?
Oh, we always will. I mean, look, I was at the draft in Philly the year that the Bears traded up for Mitch Trubisky. And I mean, I had never seen that many people all on the same page. Like, what are the Bears doing? And it's like every year there's some team that makes some sort of head scratching move. And I'm kind of surprised that the Shador stuff has turned out to be the way that it is. I don't think Shador, you know, I don't think Shador is a reach in the first round. I'm not saying that he's the best quarterback in his class. I'm not saying he should be a top three pick. But I have been kind of surprised with the kind of the 180 on Shador. I get how people may feel about him character wise to a degree. I think he's confident, but sure, when you're Sanders and you got your dad doing what he does and they're not afraid to talk, it's going to rub some people the wrong way. I get that. But I think on the field, the dude has been solid. He's not perfect by any means. He holds the ball. He takes bad sacks. But God knows, he played behind one of the worst offensive lines in the nation, and he still made plays happen. He is very accurate with the ball. I think he has a stronger arm than people give him credit for. So I'm not necessarily buying the noise of Shador not being a first-round pick the way that it's come up the last couple of weeks. I think that's probably the biggest surprise, but it won't be a surprise to me, but I think to other people, I don't think Shador's stock is going to fall the way that people have made it out to be.
Now, Cordell, what would you say if the Ravens took a O-lineman, number one, and then number two, what are your Washington, what are you predicting for them?
So with the linemen, you know, I do expect them to draft a couple of linemen throughout the weekend. I would be fairly surprised if it is in the first round, just because
really? I wouldn't.
I don't really know, or I don't fully have a grasp of how they feel about their left guard spot right now. I that's the thing. If you're going to draft a lineman,
I think they want him to be McCary, Cordell. I think they want him to be McCary because he's always hurt.
Well, I'm just not drafting a McCary in the first round, me personally.
No. They want
Voorhees.
Voorhees to be McCary.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Well, if that's the case, if you're drafting him to start, that's one thing. And if you think he's really one of the best guards in this class and stuff like that, sure, I'm all for that. But I'm not drafting anybody in the first round at this point that I'm not expecting to play right away. So that's my thing. If it's a lineman that they plan to plug and play immediately, so be it. But if he's going to be the swing lineman, sixth man, then I'm off of that.
Cordell,
for Washington, I guess, you know, anything defensively, I guess. They're in a spot right now to where they just need to acquire talent. They overachieved in a big way last year, and that's what happens when you have your quarterback. But they have quite a few needs. So they're in a good spot to where they can kind of just draft best available, and I don't think that'll be their situation in the first round. I think they can kind of go through most of the weekend drafting with that philosophy because they just need to acquire as much talent as possible. But specifically on the defensive side, their secondary is garbage. They need a corner in the worst way. They need a safety, and they need somebody that can get after the quarterback.
Hey, Cordell Woodland joining us here real quick. Tell everybody where they can find you tonight, what time?
Yeah, me and Ben, Fresh Take, will be on from 6:30 to 8, getting you ready for the draft tonight. So we'll be talking, obviously, a lot about this weekend's draft and, of course, about the Orioles and what's been going on with them. Dropped another one last night, trying to avoid the sweep against the Nationals tonight. I mean, it's going from bad to worse for them. Even though last night had some bright spots, Sagano, Jackson Holliday having a good game, Kjærstad as well, but also in Westberg hitting that triple, kind of getting out of the slump. But just too many bad things happening for the Orioles, and it's kind of, I think they're in that danger zone to where I'm kind of looking at my phone, waiting for a notification at this point that they have made some sort of massive change because it's been that bad.
Yeah. Well, Cordell Woodland, appreciate your time, man. Look forward to it. You got a busy night tonight, so have fun with it.
Cordell, I'll see you tonight.
All right, I'll see you there.
You got it.
Oh, I'll see you at the station.
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Let's grab Rashawn in Baltimore real quick. He had his thoughts on the Ravens draft. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, man.
Rashawn, I saw a video of you, and I'm guessing it was Dustin, you know?
Were you acting a fool?
Fighting or whatever? Was it the fight?
Yeah, it was something. You know, Dustin, every time I hang out with that 26-year-old, man, he always getting me into something, man, you know?
So, you get yourself in enough stuff. You don't need to blame him for anything.
Oh, no, I always blame it on the white guy, man, you know? Blame on the white thug from Hamden, man, you know? This is a little menace. Dennis the Menace, man. But, hey. But, yeah, as far as the draft tonight, man, I'm only worrying about two picks, man. You know, the first round, the 12th and the 27th pick.
Oh, Dallas. You know,
you know, the number 12 pick.
We're running back or wide receiver?
Yeah, I think running back, man. If that that Ashton,
he's going to be gone. Guy. You're going to Hampton from North Carolina.
I love him. Yeah, I don't think he's Jonathan, but like I'd like him a lot.
Yeah, because they definitely could use a running back. But as far as the Ravens go, right? If that guy, that offensive lineman guy, I think he's from Texas. Is it Josh Simmons?
Banks.
No, I think Josh Simmons.
No, that's Ohio State. We just did his report.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I wasn't listening to that part.
Oh, man, thanks.
Man.
Oh, appreciate
come on,
it.
What
awesome.
The hell?
No, I was working. I work too, you know.
What,
I'm
you
not
listening
like Jeremy.
To Dallas
man.
Station? Is that what you're doing?
No, man, you know. I'm not like you, Jeremy. Just I can't come in at 6 a.m. and still work the 10 a.m. show, you know. I work 8 hours.
Jeremy's got stamina.
Yeah. Well, don't ask my wife. but in some aspects of it, I said, do you want me to work both shows? And then they looked at me and said, nah, it's too much you.
We're entertaining, man. You know, you keep us entertained, Jeremy.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, Rashawn, we got to run, man. But who do you want to see? Who do you want to see your guys take? Is it a running back?
Yeah, running back for the Cowboys and the Ravens, man. I honestly want an offensive lineman, though, man. You can never have too much depth at offensive line.
Josh Simmons listen later, Tyler Booker. He's the best guard probably in the draft.
Rashawn, appreciate the call, man. All right, we've got Mike Bordick at 11:30. Coming up next, it's the Whip Around. Talk some NBA, NHL, and other stuff. Take your calls. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
The Ryan Leonard goes across to Mobile. The tap, the rebound, they score! And it's Dylan Strom! Oh, baby! Right down the middle. Goes to the backhand. It's 2-1 Washington!
There you go. That's courtesy of Caps Radio as the Caps win last night. And Vinny, you watched that whole thing. I got to see quite a bit of it again as I was out at Trivia, so I was watching the Orioles and the Caps kind of simultaneously. What did you see last night? Because I was telling you, I blinked and said, did they just score two goals? What happened?
Yeah, they were down 1-0, you know, right out of the gate. And then they came back and scored two rather quickly. I mean, the McMichael goal, he put off their defenseman. You know, that's how he scored a one to tie it 1-1. But the whole thing about it was the third period, you know, the Caps got their butt kicked. And Logan Thompson saved the game for him. I mean, he made one save. It's probably the number one play on SportsCenter. He made some saves in the third period. The Caps could have lost by 2 or 3. Now, could they have been up early on? Yeah, I mean, they played well at times. They have not played, and I think Locker said this after the game, he wants them to play a full 60 minutes. They have not done that yet. And I think they're going to be Friday night, tomorrow night. I think Montreal is going to win that. But all the Caps need to do is win 1 of 2 to go up 3-1 coming home. But I thought Logan Thompson has been spectacular. And Jeremy, he hadn't played since April 2nd. You know what? And it sounds like they're going to get Protas back, who's got 66 points for them. That'll be big for them also. But the Tom Wilson line and stuff has done a good job because watching it and stuff, the Caps are so much bigger than Montreal. And what Montreal does in the third period, Jeremy, is their first line is really good. And they stay out for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And like Wilson and McMichael and Dubois, they're the ones that play when they're out there all the time. But they're out, they go off after 50 seconds and then another line comes in. You know, and they don't get the big line and stuff. So they keep pressure on most of the time.
Do you now, when you're watching this, because it's Stanley Cup playoffs, are you watching more than just the Caps? Are you doing that all year? Like, I know you're
I watch
big
the Caps
fan,
all year.
But do you watch the other teams? Are you like, are you going to watch Ottawa? Or are you going to watch?
You know, like watching, probably like same with basketball, watching playoff hockey in the NHL is so much different.
Yeah.
The intensity. You know, like just like when Penn State was playing up in Allentown, you know, in the regionals, that it's so intense and everything matters, you know, and that's same thing in a play. Every shot matters. Every penalty you take matters. The crowd is tense. You know, if you watch it last night, the crowd's tense, you know, and even Ovi's hitting people all the time now. And, you know, guys are much more engaged throughout because, I mean, it's do or die. And
is there
I mean, to me,
fighting?
It's fun to
because it's a
there hadn't been any.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, Jeremy, is the referees tend to put the whistles away. You know, they may call a little bit in the first or second, but there's not a lot of penalties. And in the third period, no, there's nothing.
Well, you know, as I look at it, too, and I've said this before, it's weird for me because I'm a basketball guy through and through, and the fact that the NBA runs parallel to the NHL, I'm always going to be diving into the NBA before the NHL. Looking at last night, I got to watch a bit of each game, but it is kind of interesting, though, looking at it, because I do think this is the Thunder's conference to lose out west. They played tonight against Memphis, and they've just been kicking their teeth in. But I think the important stuff that we're going to be looking at is what happens with Jimmy Butler got hurt last night.
So oh, man, that was ugly.
While? Yeah. And then even Steve Kerr started to speak up talking about the Houston Rockets crowd, saying what they were chanting about Draymond Green was unfair. And he doesn't think they should be doing that and all this nonsense. You're just going to drive. They're just going to get more into it. You're not separating anything from that.
They pay their ticket. They kind of say what they want, can't they?
Yeah. I mean, look, it was like Dallas trying to drown out everybody chanting Fire Nico. It's like, okay, you can grab everybody that has a sign. You're not going to be kicking out everybody that's chanting it. They're still chanting it. So, but the NBA playoffs on the Eastern Conference side, I think everybody's just waiting for the Cavs and Celtics to meet up. Is there a team that can kind of upset someone? But for right now, that's where we're at. There's a lot of – I think the second round of the NBA playoffs is really where you're going to want to tune in.
Because there's been a lot of blowouts, right?
Yeah.
You know, the NHL is a lot of – there's the overtime – like, overtime in the NHL is awesome, you know, in the playoffs. Because it's not, you know, 5 minutes of 3-on-3 and shootouts and all that. It's
actual hockey. It's what it's supposed to be.
Yes, it's do or die.
Yeah.
You know, you score, you win. You know, and sudden victory is what they call it now.
Sudden victory, I like it. Well, again, it's going to be fun following this through. We get a little bit of everything today. So you've got your baseball in the afternoon, NBA and NHL playoffs, and the NFL draft tonight. And all weekend, so you've got everything for your viewing pleasure, no matter what that is. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little bit more baseball. We got the Funhouse coming up at 11:45, but Mike Bordick joins us next. We'll ask Bordy, what's going on with the Birds? See what he thinks, especially about Cade Povich starting tonight against Mackenzie Gore. Vinny and Haney right here on The Fan. One of the sharpest guys in the... Oh, he's not called... We don't have the sharp... We had just got Bordick? Oh, okay. Mike Bordick is joining us now. He is one of the sharpest guys in the industry.
He associates with Jared Coleman, so you got to question him a little bit there.
Bordy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, Jeremy. Hey, congratulations on your promotion.
Thanks, man. I'm moving on up. Eventually out, I think. So, Bordy, let's just dive into it. Last night was a tough one, and, you know, I know there's some people that are upset at the umpires, but I think there's way more people that are upset at these bats and, you know, technically the arms as well, even though Sagano didn't have the great first inning. He just settled in and looked great after that.
Yeah. Oh, wow, didn't he? I mean, wow, that was impressive, man. He's been pretty good the last couple outings. Shows you what he's made of. His pitch, you know, versatility. I was really impressed that he hung in there. It shows how much heart he's got, too. Hopefully he can keep that kind of string going, and maybe these other guys can follow suit a little bit. But, no, I totally agree with you, Jeremy. The offense is what's the biggest surprise because, think, okay, they got another year under the belt, complete humiliation the second half of last year. Should have been very frustrating, and these guys should have been stewing on it. They knew their offense needed to carry them from the lack of what the Orioles did in the offseason. To, you know, make this rotation better. And maybe they're all just putting too much pressure on themselves because, holy cow, not only are they not hitting, they're not getting on base, they're really not doing an awful lot. I mean, especially against left-handed pitching, which is really mind-blowing to me. But they got to make some adjustments. They just have to have better at-bats. It was nice they fought. I heard Brandon Hyde say, you know, they competed better in last night's game. It's amazing what a good start will do to how you compete, you know what I mean? So it was nice to see him fight and actually stay in that ball
game. Bordy, in the 7-0 game, the thing that disappointed me most, I mean, if I'm a manager, I'm totally embarrassed at the product on the field because, I mean, you got guys making bad throws, base running. I mean, that's a reflection of me as a manager, you know, and I'm like, what the hell? They don't even know what base they're supposed to be at on the throws and everything, and Kerstad, you know, can't track a ball, and then he throws it to the pitcher's mound, and, you know, it was like the bad news bears.
Yeah, it really was. And, of course, back in the day, there would have been a spread flipped all over the clubhouse, and everybody would have been upset because they couldn't eat and, you know, maybe things like that. I just don't know that it happens. I'm sure Brandon Hyde made it a point, hopefully, to address them and say that it's real. That's unacceptable. But he reminded everybody that this is a young team. Are they too young? Maybe, because these mistakes aren't supposed to happen as often as they've happened. At least coming out of spring training when everything's supposed to be so fresh on your mind, right? So a little bit surprising. And yeah, I would expect Brandon Hyde to start getting a little bit upset because that brand of baseball isn't what this team's supposed to be about.
Yeah, it's telling the guys here that it's a pick 'em game tonight and you're facing Mackenzie Gore and all he does is strike everyone out. So I think it's interesting that Vegas is telling you that they believe this is a good team, but they still don't know what's going on. And this thing, it could get late quick is what I should say. What are your thoughts on, I mean, should they, is there a knee-jerk reaction they should be having right now? Or do you think that comes if the losing continues to happen through April, maybe they got to make some sort of decision. And I don't know if that's making a trade or firing somebody.
Well, I don't know that they're going to be that aggressive in the pitching market right now because I don't really know that there's anybody too available. And if there was, somebody's probably already got them. Everybody is in the same boat as far as, you know, needing pitching and needing quality pitching. So I think a lot of teams are like the Orioles. They're in this mode where hopefully they start getting guys back. And there's been a little bit of good news on the horizon, I guess, with some of the just extra arms and what's considered a...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Major League arm potentially coming and helping the Orioles. So every pitcher right now is truly on audition, because if they can't keep up and make adjustments, they're just going. They're going to go away, and the next guy is going to get a shot, because that's just the way it is. And Cade Povich is one of those guys. He's got to find a way to miss some bats. I mean, my gosh. So tonight's just another, you know, audition. It's, can he get through the fifth inning? Can he get deeper? Can he ride this wave that Sagano hopefully create, well, I don't know if it's a wave, but, you know, a little bit of a ripple, and build off of that, because he certainly needs to, that's for sure.
Hey, Bordy, as a hitter, you know, how difficult is it when you're bringing in a new hitting coach every year?
Yeah, you know, I've never been a big fan of that. I just think there are just too many voices, too many, you know, in analytics. I know everybody wants to make themselves better, and but it just seems like when there's so many numbers, maybe a couple different voices, and I'm sure they prioritize their messages and things like that. But if I had three hitting coaches, not only am I going to every player on the team to figure out what the heck I'm doing, but I'm going to every hitting coach and everybody. That's just the nature of the beast. You want to try to come out of what you're doing. You ask your teammates, what did you do? Things like that. So it's just constant, man, every day, these adjustments. And sometimes there might be just too much. You know, you hear it all the time, that paralysis by analysis, instead of just see the ball, hit the ball, compete your butt off. And really that's what it comes down to when you get in that batter's box. It's all about the competition. So, you know, hopefully they can find a way to relax and just let their natural athleticism flow, because we've seen a lot of really good things from this young group of guys, and all of them collectively have to step up their game a little bit.
Hey, Bordy, talking to Mike Bordick here on Vinny and Haney, and one of the things that I know we've talked about this before, when you get in these hitting slumps and how you can press, but I think it's even worse at the beginning of the year because you're constantly looking up and seeing how bad those numbers are. But for a guy like Jordan Westberg, gets the triple yesterday and helps tie the game, even though they eventually lose, the home run over the weekend. I know you've been in a situation where obviously things aren't going your way with the bat. Do you feel like a lot of these guys are pressing?
Absolutely. And there's no doubt about it, you know, because there's frustration, you know, in there too, from hitting balls hard at people. And that is just part of this god awful game. You know what I mean? It's just so grueling and just sometimes won't let you up for one reason or another. But when it does, and it shows signs, man, these guys got to hold on to that. And a guy like Westberg especially, you know, he's that guy that this just a little bit might help inspire him to, you know, have better at-bats and just see a build off that. I mean, hits are so golden, you know, and frustration is, yeah, okay, the process is having a good at-bat and squaring the ball up, yeah. Well, when a hit doesn't show up and your batting average continues to drop and you see it on the scoreboard every night, that gets into your head, man. It stinks. It's terrible, because all you want to do is something to help your team win. And, you know, thank God I suck so bad offensively, I could throw my glove around and maybe help the team that way, and it made me feel good. Boy, this team, things have snowballed, so there's not a lot of positivity. So these guys each individually have to take something for themselves and try to build on that.
Hey, Bordy, you know, Friday night's game, it looked like they didn't want to be there. I mean, that was like the passion and intensity, there was none. And then last night, watching last night's game, you know, when the ump made the bad call on Gunner, I'm sitting to myself, I said, all right, come on, Hyder. Because Hyder's like bitching at him. I said, come on, now's the time to rant and rave and get them jacked up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could have been. Absolutely. There are moments, you know, that certainly has to happen. And you just don't know. We don't know what happens in the clubhouse. Maybe before that game, Brandon Hyde might have, when managers are on edge and they want their team to do better, little things might set them off, and they might throw their, you know, their hoagie up against the locker and catch everybody's attention and tell them to straighten up a little bit. And maybe he didn't think that that was the right time. But, yeah, there are opportunities. And I think Brandon, you know, he's shown that kind of passion. Well, he'd go out there and protect his players, and you can only do so much. Some of these umpires are just so bad.
Oh,
it's just like,
how bad was that last night, Bordy?
It was terrible, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
Bear down a little bit. Honest to God, major league hitters are so good at commanding the strike zone, they absolutely, very rarely are they wrong with arguing about a pitch. They might show something on a pitch, but they know in their heart of hearts, yeah, that probably was caught the bottom of the zone. But they absolutely know when a ball is an inch or two off the plate. They absolutely know. And so that, I think this challenge rule is going to probably come into play faster because it's so impactful on the game.
We're talking to Mike Bordick here on The Fan. Mike, as always, man, we appreciate your time. Tell everybody about your podcast.
Yeah, the Be More Baseball podcast with Jerry Coleman. We've had some great guests, man. We recently had Jeff Rebele. We had one of the hotter pitchers, Brian Baker. We had the Bake Show was on in our last episode. You can check it out on YouTube. It's the Be More Ball Pod, actually, podcast on YouTube. So it's starting to show up more regular. If you do check it out, please like and subscribe. We need all the help we could get. But we love talking baseball, and especially the Orioles, good or bad. You know, we try to give a pretty good call of them because we love this youthful energy they bring. They just have to bring it a little bit more. Let's go, boys.
Absolutely. Mike Bordick, appreciate your time as always, man, and we'll be talking to you.
Thanks, Bordy.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. He's one of the best, man.
Oh, he's awesome.
We were talking about it off the air. I just love I ran into him when he was doing some things here. His son was at a baseball tournament that my son was at, and my son was like a year or two older than his. So I just sat there and talked to him for like an hour and a half, and, you know, it couldn't have been any nicer.
How about, and I didn't know him at the time, you know, when I was at the Niners, he was playing for the A's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I saw him play, and I didn't, you know, who knows. You
never
know.
Expect to run into him down the line working together or whatever, but that's what happens in this business. All right, we've got news from the Nest coming up at noon, but up next, we're going to get into the fun house. We'll bring Nolan in. That's coming up right here on Vinny and Haney on The Fan. We're going to take some calls here. Jeremy Con, Vinny. Serato here. It's Vinny and Haney. I'm filling in today. Little draft day stuff that we've been going over. We have somebody waiting patiently. Before we get into the fun house, let's take Josh, who's in Westminster. Josh, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Vinny. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good, man. Happy draft day, man. Hopefully we get the guy that we're looking for. I'm shooting for safety, something like that. Be nice to see what we get. But I was at a game last night. I was at the Nationals O's game. Had the luxury of sitting in the nice MGM seats, you know, full presidential food and all that good stuff.
Well, nice.
In the midst of all of that, man, you know, I came across Anthony Sanders and, you know, during commercial breaks, things like that, and read into it what you like, but having a conversation with him about the young guys and the players, and something that I pulled out of the conversation, and it could be interesting. I mean, I'm not too sure. Maybe it's just take it for a grain of salt, but, you know, we talk about some of the control that Hyder's having in the locker room. Maybe there's some friction going on there. And a little bit of insight that he was talking to me about was a lot of these young players and some of the vets included, it seems that some of these young players now they're making a little bit of money, got some money in their pockets. Some of them are refusing to kind of go back down, whether that's for rehab, whether that's for just more experience, whatever the case is. I mean, we all know that, in my opinion, I think these guys have been here long enough. I think there's some guys that we're just holding on to way too long. I think Elias needs to make some aggressive moves here. And who knows? I don't have all the answers, but it was a interesting conversation with Sanders last night that he kind of leaned into the younger guys not wanting, whether there's some refusal or something going on.
Josh, there's been, and appreciate the phone call, there's been some talk of, is there anything going on in the clubhouse? Are people frustrated? There's been rumors leaking out about it. But again, I don't know that there's any truth to it just yet because the people that are reporting it, I don't trust.
Yeah. So, the thing about with a locker room too is players know if the manager's got any juice or not.
Yeah.
You know, if Elias is, you know, hiring coaches, making a lineup and doing all those things, coach got no juice.
Yeah.
You know, then they know that they can just run to him.
Mm-hmm. Go over his head or whatever. I mean, I don't know what the case is. And again, it's
well, I'm guessing, don't you? Elias makes the lineup, I would
Well, he had said that he has, they have like an analytical team that basically gives that suggestions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And suggestions. Okay.
Anyway.
I've been there before, you know, when, you know, somebody over, you know, like in my case, it was the owner was the only one over me. And he gives you, it's not a suggestion.
No, it's, yeah, that's not.
It's a demand.
Yeah, you take that and run with it.
Yeah, and it's like, Mike, here's what we think, okay? I got you.
Well, I didn't, so the one thing I didn't like what Hyde said, and it made it feel like it came from the front office, is we paid these guys to play, so we got to get them in the lineup. And I'm going, if you're a manager, you're not, this isn't Little League, you're not working, you're putting the best lineup out there, and you have a group of guys that are there to spell these guys, you know?
Well, that's the problem when you have, like, a GM that wants to, you know, has, like, control,
mm-hmm.
that he wants to look good because if all his guys... See, and that's like, I never wanted that, Jeremy. I always wanted to do... I was big into coach, everybody's involved, mm-hmm. you know? And then once you got to training camp and stuff... Hey, cutting to 53. You guys know him better than me, you know, and all that. So I loved having coaches involved in everything, you know, and I wasn't dictating. I wasn't telling, you know, Joe Gibbs or these guys.
Would you listen to, like, coaches when they say, hey, I'm looking for this, I'd like to get this player, but ultimately you're the one making the decision?
When I was San Fran and Washington.
Because I'm assuming Gibbs would have a lot of input, wouldn't he?
Joe had a lot of input, but Joe was really good because mm-hmm. Joe listened to me a lot, you know. And but like when we would do draft meetings and I'd have the coaches and everybody in there, Joe sat in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had – Joe wanted Kellen Winslow. I wanted Sean Taylor. So, you know, it was like – because Joe, San Diego, tight ends, you know, mm-hmm. he was a big tight end guy. So then Joe said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Get all the coaches, get everybody in a room, and let's watch the film. We had the offensive staff, defensive staff, and we had everybody. And we said,
you watch the same game.
we watched the Miami, Ohio State, the national championship game. And first put on Winslow, and he had a hell of a game in that one. And everybody like, and then they put on Sean Taylor, and then the offensive coach just said, "Coach, take That's Sean it. Taylor."
You think he would have been? Well, I mean, some people think he's the best safety of all time. It's kind of hard with a shortened career, but he had the talent to be it.
He was special.
Very
he was,
special.
He was special. You know, he had everything.
Well, we'll continue to talk some NFL draft here and get some more stories. We're coming up on hour number 3. It is flying by, Vinny. Jesus. Well, buy or sell's coming up at 12:15. But up next, we'll get some news from the Nest. We'll talk Ravens, who we'd like to see them get. And we want to hear from you, 410-583-1057, right here on Vinny and Haney on The Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.